We continue our learning in Le'ilu Nishmas, David ben Menachem, Murush ben Chaim Yaakov, and Pinchas Eliyahu. We are in Masros, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Hasocheres HaPoel La'asos Bazesim. Here we have someone who hires a worker, and the worker is going to be working with olive trees. Amar lo, al menas lechol zesim, and the employee agrees that he's going to do this job on the condition that he's going to be able to eat olives. Now, here, we're not talking about the olives that the Torah allows him to do so. If, let's say, he were harvesting, as we spoke about with olives and grapes, a person who's harvesting is able to eat, and that's a right, that's a privilege the Torah gives him. No. Here we're speaking about someone who's weeding or hoeing under the tree. Such a person is only has the right to eat because of the condition that he makes. And therefore, the Mishnah says, in a case of Amalo Almanas Lechol Zesim, Ochel Echad Echad Potter, he's only going to be exempt from separating Masros to eat an Achilas Arai if he eats one at a time. But the Imtzeraf Chayev, but if he eats more than one olive together, he combines two, as we said many times, so now he's made himself a pile. This now renders this pile two or more into a chiyuv of masros, and he can no longer hear an achilas arai. Why? Because here, this is not something the Torah allows him to do so. This is something that's part of his condition, so therefore it's considered like a transaction, like a transaction, like it's part of his wages, and therefore the chiyuv masros sets in, even though it's unprocessed, because selling, as we said many times, is considered the that which is mechayev a person in maaser. Linakesh babitzalim. Let's say you have someone who is hired to weed onions. He has a patch of onions. Is that he's gonna weed them? And Amar lo, I'm lenas lechol yarak. And once again, the worker says to the owner, "I'm going to work with the onions on the condition that part of the stipulation of the deal is that he's going to work for him on the condition he can eat the green leaves of the onion plants." So the Mishnah says, "Mikartem ole olev ochel." Once again, he can pluck off one leaf at a time and eat it without separating masos. But if he combine them together, two or more, then he's obligated to separate masros before he eats an achilas aroi. Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet. Matzah Kitzitzos Baderach. Here we're going to be speaking about finding something as you're walking. How do I know whether or not this belongs to someone? Maybe the owner gave a pope this Yeush, and I'm able to keep it. If I'm able to keep it, do I have to separate masos? So Mishnah says like this. If you find figs that have been cut, which means that they've, and they're Baderach. Why are they on the road? Someone's obviously laying them out to dry. So this is what people would typically do. They would cut the figs. In the beginning, some of the juice would come out, and then and the goal was spreading them out on the road was, or off on the side of the road, was that they would dry. So now afilu bitzad stei kitzitzos, and the Mishnah is going to teach us that it's true even if you find these figs right next to a field of other dried figs. V'chein te'ena shinota al derech umatza tachteh zeisim. Or let's say you found a fig tree and there were branches hanging over the road and there were figs underneath it. So they pretty much probably fell from the tree, says the Mishnah, mutaros mishum gezel. They're permitted. We don't have a problem of stealing. What does it mean? It means it's not considered gezel if you take them, ufturos ben amasros, and you don't have to separate masos. Meaning you can eat them and achilas rai without separating masos. Why? Because these are hefker. We assume that a person gave up hope from getting them back. Why would we assume such a thing? Because if you have figs lying on the side of the road, even if they're next to a field, we assume that the owner gave a popa that he's ever getting that back. Why? If they fall off the tree or they're right next to the road, he assumes that people are going to step on them. There's no way he's able to, there's no semen on them. We know when it comes to the halacha, person always obligated to return something that there's a simon, there's a sign, a person would be able to identify it with a particular sign, but you won't be able to do so, you know, when people are trotting on, people are stepping on these, they're so close to the road, and therefore the owner gives up the hope of ever getting them back, and that's why you're able to eat them, and this is in general, you can eat them in general without separating, because the halacha is that there's no chiyuv of separating trumos from masros from something that has the status of hefker. Now, What if it is olives and carobs, says the Mishnah, though, not figs, uvazesum uvacharuvim chayovim. But if you find olives or carobs on the road, underneath the olive tree or the carob tree, so now they're not considered hefker. And you chayv to separate masros from them before you eat an achil asarai. Why? Because the owner doesn't give up hope. Why not? Because we assume that he can identify them even after they fall. The color is different. They're able to identify them from a particular tree. Figs are a little bit more difficult. When they damage, get to smushed a little bit more. Whatever it is, the Mishnah assumes that you'll be able to identify olives and carobs, but not figs. And therefore, the owner is not miyayish, doesn't give up hope. And therefore, the finder is obligated to, would not be able to eat an achil asarai unless he is going to separate masros. Here we don't assume that they're going to be considered hefker. Now the Mishnah is going to deal with someone finds dried figs. You didn't find them near to a field of dried figs. There's no way to identify the owner. You don't know if it's next to a particular tree, particular field. So then there's a possibility that you'll be able to identify it. But here we're going to discuss where they're not near a field at all. So says the Mishnah, Matzah grogros. Grogros, we know, is dried figs. Imdorsu rov b'nei Adam. So now, we spoke before about hefker. So something is considered hefker and exempt therefore from masros. We know that the owner gave up hope. So we know therefore it's hefker. So you don't have to step your masros. That's only when what? That's when it became hefker before it finished, it had its gemar malacha. But let's say this is a gemar malacha, and therefore the masros obligation should kick in, and then it became hefker, so there's no exemption. So here we'd like to know, in our case of the dried figs, when can the person who finds them assume that they were lost by the owner before Gemar Malacha, and when after the Gemar Malacha? Obviously, if they were lost after Gemar Malacha, so now he has a problem. He has to separate Masros from it. So the Mishnah says, Matzah Grogos, Imdor Surov B'nei Adam, if most people in that particular city have already pressed their figs, Darsu, Daras, we mentioned that the Gemar Malacha of dried figs, you press them into the barrel. So the person who finds them has to assume, well, most of the people of this city have already, at this stage, have already pressed their figs into the barrel, so then he sap chayv to separate masos from them without for an achil asarai. Vimlav. But if, let's say, we're talking about, no, most of it's earlier in the season. Most of the people in that city have not yet pressed their dried figs into the barrel. So we can assume that these also, the ones that he's found, remember, this is not near a field. He could assume that these also have not reached their Gemar Malacha stage. And therefore, if they haven't reached their Gemar Malacha, so then he doesn't have to worry about separating the masos. Mishnah continues, Matzah Pilchei Devela. Let's say he found pieces from cakes of figs. So now you make them into cakes already, into Igulei Devela, we mentioned in the past. So here, this is also a Gemar Malacha stage where people made it into cakes. So Chayiv, then he's not Chayiv to separate Masros from finding, from these pieces of fig cakes that he found, Sheyadua Shehein Midavar Gomor, because he knows that they've come from figs that have already had their Gemar Malacha, finished their process. There's no doubt that that is considered that last step in the process of pressing figs was making them into a cake. And therefore, the obligation of masters has already said it. Then the Mishnah says the following, what about carobs, where we have them before the process, before the Gemar Malacha? How so? V'hecharuvin, or let's say you have carobs. He found them. Ad shelo kenasan l'rosh hagag, morle mehem la behema, Potter. This Mishnah is talking about the following. Here a person has carobs that he's put on the roof. Why do you put them on the roof? You pile them on the roof. They're there for the purposes, spread them out on the roof rather for the purposes of drying them. Now, they were drying the sun. Once they're dry, they put into a pile. That pile on the roof is the Gemar Malacha for the carob. So here you have a person, Ad Shelo Kenasan L'Rosh Hagag, meaning they're on the roof, but they have yet to be piled up. Morid mehem la behema. So the Mishnah here is telling us that he, it sounds like the owner, is able to bring them down and feed his animal from them and patur without separating masos. Why? Because he's going to return the leftover caribs to the roof. What does it mean? So the halacha is that a person is able to feed, if there's no gemar malacha yet on produce, he's able to feed his animal without separating masos. In fact, we've mentioned in the past, way in the past, that there's no distinction between an achilas aray and an achilas keva when it comes to an animal. Assuming you're able to eat something as a person, that's an achilas aray without separating masos, for a behema you can do both. Even achilas keva is allowed. Now, here we have caribs, so they haven't been yet gathered into a pile, so they have a gemar malacha. So you're able to snack. If you're able to snack them, so the animal would be able to eat from them. Now, but there's one problem here. What's the problem? Here we have caribs that he's taking from, giving to his animal. So, wait, hold on. If he is taking from his roof, and he's feeding his animals from them, so why is not that itself, feeding his animal, not considered the gemar malacha? Shouldn't you have to separate masos? The fact that I'm giving them to my animal, so that shows that I'm done with them. Otherwise, why would I be feeding them to my animal? These are caribs that are normally eaten by human beings. So the Mishnah said, I'll tell you why. That's what the Mishnah meant. You put the Mineshu Machzer Samosar, because whatever caribs the animals are going to, the remainder, whatever they leave over from eating, you're going to bring them back to the roof. Ah, and since the majority of those caribs are therefore not, don't have a Gemar Malacha, so even though I removed a minority of them to feed my animal, they're not considered finished, they're not considered having a Gemar Malacha, and therefore, I don't have to separate masses. Now, this is only allowed for an animal. The owner, a chiddush of this mishnah, is cannot even eat that as an achilas aray. Normally we say, oh, that which the owner can eat as an achilas aray, without separating masos, an animal, he can feed his animal both an achilas aray and an achilas keva. The mishnah is telling us this is only allowed for the animal. Why? Because of a maras ayin. What are people going to think? They see people seeing him bringing the caribs down from the roof, to do what? Let's say he is snacking them on his own. Aha! They're going to say, oh, they have a gemar malacha. And yet, what's he doing? He's feeding his animal. They're right. They're not, so here we're afraid if a person, when he's feeding his animal, people say, oh, he's only feeding his animal. Clearly hasn't reached gemar malacha yet. But if he's eating them himself, so then we have a concern that people say, oh, marasayin, they consider that they're already finished. Right? For the owner is able to eat them where? On the roof, but not bring them down for himself, only bring him down for his animal, which then, if there's leftover, he'll bring that back up to the roof.